Gracious Father, we thank you. We submit today into your hands. We yield our vessels, instruments of your grace. Spirit divine, there is none like you. We exalt you because we know there is none like you. Father, as we go into your word, we ask that you speak to us. Make it very clear, O God, and cause that your face will shine upon us. Let your glory descend tonight. Let your glory descend today in the mighty name of Jesus. And let everyone be blessed in this place. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Revelation chapter 3 from verse 7 to 8. I want to talk to us this morning on what I've titled Faith, a Pathway to Open Doors. Faith, a Pathway to Open Doors. Revelation chapter 3. By the way, this year in the ark has been tagged by the Holy Ghost, the year of open doors, correct? Correct? That is why we are going to be digging very deep into the matters of open doors, at least the first few months of the year, so that we understand it very deeply. Because if you don't understand what you are looking for, when you see it, you won't find it. You need to understand what you are looking for so that when you see it, the law of recognition kicks in. So that you even know what to expect, because at times, many of us don't even understand what to expect. You just know that it's our year of open doors. And so you just know they said it, but what does it mean to you? You don't know. Because what open doors mean to me is different from what it means to my brother. Different from what it means to another person. So you need for each person to understand what it means to you. Revelation chapter 3 from verse 7 to 8. It says, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened it and no man shut it, and shut it and no man opened it. Verse 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee what? Shout it now, words. Shout it again, words. And the good thing about this open door is that no man can shut it. I want to declare over your life, every door God has opened concerning you, none shall be able to shut it in the name of Jesus. For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Look up. In every season in a man's life, God sends his word. He makes a prophetic emphasis on a matter. And if you are wise in the Holy Ghost, you will know that God's word is not for a joke. It is for contentions. When the word comes, God believes that he has blessed you. When the word comes, God believes that he has settled you. But the thing you must know about the word is that every time the word comes, that there are contentions for that word. Every time the word comes, there is a contention, because the issue is not with the word. The issue is with our hearts. Our heart is called the soil. In the parable of the seed, there was no problem with the seed. The issue was with the soil. So our duty as Christians is to prepare your hearts as a fertile soil to receive what God is sending our way today. I want to dwell just a little exigencies on the open doors. From where we've read, the first thing I noticed is that open door connotes that the door was shut before. And you, it's important you note that many doors in life are usually shut from the beginning. If doors were not shut, God will not be saying, I have said before you an open door. So the first thing you note here is that the doors were shut. Everything worthwhile in life is contended for. In fact, if you begin to walk in life and notice there is no contention, it's possible you are going down. In fact, if you want to dig a grave, there will be contentions. So everything usually starts with an open door until God himself shows up and gives you a word that I have set before you, an open door. So in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9, the Bible says, for a great and effectual door has been opened to us, and yet there are many adversaries. A great and an effectual door has been opened. Noah's Ark, I came to announce to you that a door has been opened over your life. But there are many adversaries. Another thing I noticed here is that open door also connotes that the particular key to the shut door was found and used by someone who has the ability to open the door. Every time we discuss doors, then immediately you know that we are discussing keys as well. Because a door is useless without a key. No man builds a door and do not put keys. So when you hear that there is an open door, it signifies that the keys for that door was opened. Or the key was found and opened. And blessed be God, he said to Peter, I have given you the keys of the kingdom. Remember? This door has been opened. A key was found and a key was used to open that door. Every key that you need to open the doors and keep the doors that God has opened for you, receive in the name of Jesus. The third thing we see here is that nothing can shut a door opened by the Almighty, and nobody can open a door shut by God. So you will notice in our text this morning that it says, I have opened a door and none can shut it. Just in case you are in service today and you are afraid. This one, they are talking about open doors. I hope when I begin to approach these things, it doesn't shut. I came to speak to someone's life here today. That every door the Lord has opened concerning your destiny, nothing will shut it in the name of Jesus. But eventually you're in service today, and every time you approach something that looks like a breakthrough, suddenly it looks as if nothing is closing up against you. You are the person I came for today. I came to prophesy to you that because you are in the ark this morning, and because there is a grace that keeps doors open, every door open to your family, open to your life, we remain open in the name of Jesus. Nothing is shutting those doors in the name of Jesus. Another thing of note is that it is the will of God to give you access to open doors. It is the will of God to give you access to open doors and new seasons as far as you abide with God. At times when we pray, people wonder, will God answer me? Does God really love me? Because one of the things Satan tries to do is to isolate you and magnify your problem. He tries to isolate you and tell you that your case is so bad that no one will love you. No one will like you. Perhaps you came from a family where your father and mother kept on speaking words to you, telling you you will not amount to anything, telling you that you are useless. In fact, they've even told you, for someone here, I don't even know why we gave birth to you. We're not planning to give birth anymore. And suddenly you showed up. So all your life, you've heard your father or your mother tell you this word, so it has stayed with you. But I came to announce to you that there is a God that has just said, He has opened the doors and nothing will shut it. So as we proceed into this lecture, I want to beg you, please pay rapt attention. Because while it is the will of God to keep doors open for you, there is a responsibility for man. It's important to also note that one major reason for an open door is faithfulness to the word of God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, said that he that's holy, true, as the key of David. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Go to verse 8. See what he says. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Look at the reasons. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. It looks to me like this year is a year God wants to reward certain people. People who have been serving in his kingdom, people who have been very faithful, suddenly God is saying, this year I am giving you an open door. So if you are here in the ark and all your life, you know you have been serving faithfully. You have kept his faith even when there was no motivation to. You have served in your own little corner even when no one was encouraging you. You have been faithful. That is, you are the person God is talking to this morning. Says one major reason for an open door is faithfulness to the word. Faithfulness to the voice of God. It's important, however, to note, ladies and gentlemen, that see, Satan cannot shut the door. We have just seen that when he opens the door, no man can shut. No devil can shut. Nothing can shut. But we know that it looks like people are not accessing these doors. So what does Satan do? Two tricks. Satan will create other options. Look at what I say, other options. The first thing he does is to create other options. Listen. Satan does not mind you serving God as long as you add other things by the side. Listen, he doesn't mind you serving God. What he just tells you is, why not add this? Don't support this. You don't need to, I'm not saying bow to me totally, just add this one by the side. Maybe can we try this other method? This thing is not working. At times, it looks like God comes late. So, is it possible we just add this to support? We are not doing anything bad. It's just they will look for a way to coin. Just add this thing. Just look at it. It's no harm. After all, you are a pastor. We know you are a pastor. Just add this small one. So, what Satan does is to create other options. But in God's own time, he says he will do it when it comes to his time. He will do it when you take him as Lord of all, because he is either the Lord of all or the Lord of none. The thing about our God is that he does not like to share his temple. Have you read the scriptures where the Bible says, for God is a jealous God? He doesn't like to share his temple. He wants to have you, and he wants to have you all. So many times when people say they are waiting on God, they are doing other things. They are not waiting on him. And at times, it looks like God takes time to come. But the thing about God is that when he comes, the world will know that he had come. But the issue is that many people don't like to wait for him. Abraham was told, walk before me and be perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. That is a work to be done. It takes time at times. I am not one of those preachers who will tell you that, no, just put it now. Immediately you put it, it comes. No, sir.
At times, it takes time. And that is the reason why Satan can suggest to Abraham, say, why not? God, this promise is taking time. So what do we do? After all, Hagar, I mean, still family, all of you are family. He has about making it look good. Hagar is a family. Just simple now, sleep. And usually when a man is cheating on his wife, he hides. But this one, your wife is the one suggesting it. Imagine. His wife was the one suggesting. I say, why not now? Take this open door now. Just have other options. I know God has promised, but we can be helping ourselves. After all, heaven, the Bible says heaven helps those. Is this in the Bible? But you suggest very intelligent suggestions. Listen, Satan is not a fool. Listen. The reason why you will doubt God are usually very intelligent reasons. Don't expect foolish reasons. No. He will rationalize it as God said, you will not eat this fruit. This lecturer just says, sleep with me, just small. My sister, it is. Let's be wise. You know, we need to be wise in this case. If we are not wise and they sack you from this job and you lose your admission and you don't get an A in this course, come on, you'll be foolish. So you do the little compromise and even come to church to give testimonies. Who wouldn't know? One of the saddest things I've realized in today's Nigeria, many fathers are fathering children that they are not even the fathers of. You don't know? let me not go into that. So just do a little while we are waiting. We know God said, but we can just back it. Just help yourself, my brother. Help yourself. So that this manager doesn't kill you. Just give him a little. Small. Only one. Just one day. Satan will give you options. That's the first thing he does. He cannot stop the open door. Look up. Whenever you hear that somebody went to do money charms to make money, I tell them they don't know. I'm telling you now so that you learn it. Satan cannot give you what God has not planned to give you. I repeat. Satan cannot give you what God has not planned to give you. Look up. He told Jesus, can you bow down just a little? Worship me, and I will give you what? I will give you what? The glories of this world. Who created the world? The world, definitely by Jesus' death, was still going to be appropriated to him. So usually Satan will say, why? Look at Abraham's case. Sleep with Hagar and get a child. It's a sign that in your destiny there was children. He was supposed to be the father of nations. But Satan will say, no, don't do it God's way. Can you just cut corners? When you cut corners, we give you these things. Look up. Anyone who went to do rituals for money and you see him making money, that money was in his destiny. He was supposed to be a rich man. If money rituals work the way it works, sir, everybody who goes to do will get it. Sir, it's not everybody that does money ritual that gets money. The man that will do it will first check. There are many ways into the spiritual realm. So he checks to see. In this one's destiny, there is money. So what we do is that you will do by certain sacrifices. We can bring that thing God wants to do now. We can bring it forward. If it will take you telling... If God wants to give you a blessing, he needs you to grow in capacity. But Satan will say, no, you don't need. We can arrange something by sacrifices, by altars, demonic altars, albeit, and we can give you those things. And so you don't know that your destiny is being traded. For a young lady, you want to marry, you're under pressure. I know of young ladies who parents, unfortunately, some parents put their children under pressure. You must marry this year. I know some of my daughters who cry like this. So they said, I must marry this year. So what does she do? She just goes out. Anyhow, let's get on the pastor. This thing about God is taking time. So let me just do anything. And so she rushes into marriage and thinks that when you go into marriage, you'll be happy. You'll be shocked. Any option Satan gives you that is not backed up by Elohim will not bless you. I was in 200 level when one of my classmates approached me and said, Victor, can you help me write this course? Just enter the class. We'll protect you. Just write math. 101, those things. 100 level course. How much will you give me? She said, he said, he will give me, I think, is it 30,000 or something? I began to weep. I gave my life to Christ very early. And so I learned there are some compromises. I learned these things, but this is early. So when a young man tells me to compromise my values so that I can get 30,000, and I needed it then as a student, what happened to me was that it made me know that in my destiny there is so much money. I was a young banker, I think just 2 years, under financial pressure. And one of our customers called me, said, come to my office, we want to discuss something very private. When I got into his office, he closed the door, shut the door behind everyone and told me, I'm going to give you something, just plug it. Those days I used to be in Diamond Bank, just plug it into your system. There's something we'll do. You know, this Dangote will just take some of his money, just nobody will know, put it in the system. We might get up to 300 million, your uncle will be about 100 million. This was a young man of, very young those days, 27 or 28. I needed money. But I told him, yes, sir, because I don't want to say no in his office. I said, oh, no, theater, no problem. Let me go and think about it. The moment I stepped out, I knew that in my destiny there was wealth. Listen, every time you get tempted to do the wrong thing, I want you to know now that that temptation is a signal to what God wants to give you. Listen, 100 million, and I will lose my destiny in Christ. You want to go to Canada? They've told you to falsify all kinds of documents. They told me to. Do it. If you turn this thing, do it like this. You do it this way. Do it. Do it. I told my wife, if I get into Canada like this, and I look at a demon one day and tell the demon, in the name of Jesus, get out. And the demon runs a scan on me. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? Please, what will I answer? Listen, there is a demonic scan in the realm of the spirits. Everybody is doing it does not mean you will do it. You're not getting what I'm saying. Jesus was talking and they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? Listen, Satan will not stop you from the open door. He will give you options. He will give you options. He will give you options. Your friends will be doing it. Everybody will be doing it. But they can do it. You don't know their own destiny. For you, that is the light. That is a way to live. We prosper by light. We don't do because everybody does it. Every demonic options presented to you, we extinguish in the name of Jesus. There is a young lady here. You know you are not supposed to marry that man. But you are considering him because it's an option. In your heart of hearts, you know this one is not born again. Where I'm coming from, they say, if you tell Pastor Victor, he will ask you, is he born again? So at times, they hide from telling me. Tell my wife, leave them. We have been here for too long. They will always come back. You want to consider him is not born again? The option? Go ahead and take it. These days, I don't tell people, avoid him. No. Try it. You will just be a specimen. We will just use you to be explaining to other young ladies that this is how not to be doing this thing. Do you understand? I decided early in life that my life was not going to be used as a specimen. I got to know very early that my life is a dedicated life. What I'm doing today, I saw it before 10, age 10. So I knew. Every other person may do it. I can't. Why? Because I'm a king and a priest. So there is a way to live my life that all the young men are doing it. I won't be part of it, sir. He may call you old school. He doesn't know what's up. Please, keep running. Keep running. It's only time. I was in camp this week and I was looking at our father in the Lord at 84. And I told God, this is what I want to look like at 84. I love what I'm seeing. The Bible says Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord God had blessed him in everything. One of the major regrets of Abraham till tomorrow is that singular compromise, choosing the other options of Satan. Let me not push it further. I told us Satan cannot stop the open doors. He can give you options. And number two, he can plant fears in your heart. He can give you options. Number two, he can plant fears. He can make you afraid. So that option, when you see the, if you see the open door, you'll be afraid to walk into it. Fear. There was a message I preached early this year, and I tagged it, take action. I'm trusting God one of these days, because the way I'm seeing this open door, we'll get to that point where I need to tell you about taking actions. That God opened that door does not mean that God himself will walk into it. You must decide to walk into it. A great and effectual door has been opened. Sir, you have to take, walk into it with confidence. I was a very young banker when suddenly a door opened. Inexperienced, I'd just done 6 years in the industry at that time. Suddenly a door opened to become a branch manager. We are two young officers. We are before my ED that day. And he says, you, I will make you branch manager. The guy said, no, sir, please, not me. And I say, you. He says, sir, how old are you? I told him, I will make you a branch manager. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how to think about it. I didn't have an option to say, sir, let me go and think. No. I stood there and told him, sir, I can do it. Listen, in every promised land, there are going to be giants there. When you hear open doors, what we are telling you is that when you hear the land flows with milk and honey, there are always giants in the promised land. So when you are shouting, amen, open doors, amen, I used to assume that what it means is that everything will be sweet, nice. No, sir. When you hear open doors, it's an access to a new realm, a new season. It comes with new demons. It comes with new challenges. Many will see the mountains and will turn back. There were 10 of them or 11 or 12 of them that went to spy the land. God has a way of doing it. He wants to hear what you will say. This is the open door. What will you say? Accepting the role of a branch manager at that time means a lot of pressure. I will begin to enter into pressure that is beyond my level and beyond my pay grade at the time. As a young officer, you can still hide within the system. Nobody will notice you. But the moment you become a branch manager, you are exposed. The risk of losing your job is higher. But that is how the risk of making it bigger is also higher. I didn't know what to expect, but I knew if God has opened this door, he will give me grace to step into it. And so I walked into it. In less than 2 months, things turned around so much that people were asking, how did it happen? If you ask me, I will tell you, I don't know how. But only what I knew is that God had prepared it ahead of time, that in 2 months' time, something will happen in this location. And I want my son to walk into it. Listen, as a child of God, there are prepared blessings waiting for you. But do you have the balls and the courage to enter into it? Do you have the balls and the courage to enter into it? For this service, I want to end with discussing types of open doors. Two types of open doors. I've spoken so much about it, but let me just add a little. One, satanic open doors, like you can find in Luke chapter 4, 5 to 6. Luke chapter 4, 5 to 6. If you are the son of God, okay, see, and the devil taking him up into an high mountain showed him unto him all the kingdoms of this world in a moment of time. Next verse, and the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Next verse, if thou therefore, Jesus, was being told, will worship me, all shall be thine. The next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Look up. Many young men whose destiny was great, whom God has given great destinies, what Satan uses now to trap many of them, is fraud. Why wait? Why do you need to work diligently? Just get a laptop, do one or two things. And at times they even go to meet one or two herbalists and they do one or two things. We see them online. Small thing, you will start making it.
Jesus was not the same. Look at the glories of this world. Look at the beautiful cars. Look at the beautiful houses. Look at all the things you will enjoy. I will give you all of this. Just bow and worship. I've seen online where even some of them use their girlfriends. Why? They need to make it now. Students in university, 200 level. When we went to school those days, 200 level, you are focused on your studies, trying to come out well. So these days, 200 level wants to drive the biggest cars. I will for my generation. At 300 level, you want to start driving the best cars. You have not lived long enough. You have not lived long enough. You have not lived long enough. There are bankers who opened, dropped their bodies for men to sleep with them to give them money. I saw some of my female colleagues those days. A man would say, just bring the, just this, I will send the money. In these days of mobile apps, he finished, some of these men have rooms inside their office. You won't believe it. You finish sleeping with a man, before you get to your office, they call him, they need money. He will use his mobile app to transfer that money out. You're not getting what I'm saying. We're talking to a young lady. And she said, sir, oh my God. This man finished sleeping with me. Just, is it 20,000, Abby? The lady was angry. She said, just give me 20,000. And I asked her, I said, okay, how much do you think you are worth? What do you think he should give you? I will make it. He said, pastor, like 30, 40,000. Listen, for everyone, your destiny is being traded. Look up. The same way God has plans for you, that is how Satan has plans for you too. So when he sees that a great and effectual door is opened, what he quickly does is to begin to advertise his products before you. So there is something they call satanic open doors that will land you into trouble. But if you only wait for God, tell your neighbor, wait for God. Touch your chest, say, my soul, wait on the Lord. The second type of open door is divine open door. Divine open door, like I saw in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. A divine open door. This is orchestrated by God to bring his children into new seasons. Divine open doors is orchestrated by God to bring his children into new seasons, for a great and effectual door is opened unto me. There are many adversaries. Look up. I've worked with God just for a while. And I can tell you that when you submit to his process, the Bible says, when you have suffered a while, I will settle you. There is no time, sir. I have seen what divine settlement looks like a little. I'm a very young man, but I've seen a little, just a little. I know what divine settlement looks like a little. Sir, God can take a man from the dunghill and put him amongst kings. And listen, when he begins to do it, one of the ways to know that this is God is that you will see zero or no resistance. When he starts opening the door, you will notice that suddenly you'll be asked, but where have you, these guys been? Sir, they have been waiting for your processing. When a man has been processed by God, God now sets him on a mountain hill. When he lights your candle, he will put you on the mountain. The Bible says you cannot light a candle and put it under a bushel. So when God sufficiently lights a man, he puts him on top of the mountaintop. Can you close your eyes and ask the Lord, I will wait for you. That is one prayer I just wanted to pray this morning. We will continue the second service. I will wait for you.
I will wait for you. That is the greatest thing I need in life, to wait. I will wait for you. Help me, Lord, to wait for you.